this morning, not to put anyone on the hot seat or require it of anybody, but from time to time on Sunday mornings, when there is a baptism service, we have given an opportunity for people to share words of encouragement with those who've been baptized. And perhaps especially today, we felt that there might be someone who taught a Sunday school class to one of these kids or more of them, maybe all five, or just a person who or two who may want to share something with them. So let's see, we Mackenzie, Taylor, and Zachary are all here. Jillian's here. Good. And Jason, as you can appreciate, is scrambling to join us. So can I haven't asked you guys this before, but could I ask those who've been baptized to come up to the front? And if you, yeah, you can just have a seat across the front of the stage here. That way people can kind of know who they're talking to. And Jason's almost ready to come and join us. And I'll be, if I say Phil Donahue, that's probably a reference that a lot of people aren't going to necessarily grasp, but some of you do. And I'll bring the mic to you. So if someone wants to say anything to these somewhat damp individuals here at the front, you can take advantage of the chance to do that now. Just do this and I'll head to you. Okay. I didn't know you were going to be here.
Yeah, Jason's coming. Maybe he can hear me in the background. My name's Peter, and I'm so encouraged to be with you and just see all five of these candidates so encouraging in their testimonies. It's been great. And I just want to congratulate Jason and Robert and Beth to have this honor. And you did a great job, all five of you guys, in expressing your trust in the Lord. And it just thrills my heart to see this happen. Everyone's nodding in agreement. So God bless you, and way to go, guys.
Yeah, I guess, Peter, we were working together here at Bridletown with as partners when Robert and then Beth were coming to faith in Christ. And so that's a special thing for me today to both for you, Jillian, and Jason, to see that sort of second generation thing happening, which is great. I've got records of all the baptisms and testimonies in my office, and so I have the testimony that your dad shared and your mom, and similarly for you, Jillian. So pretty cool.
Just want to encourage Zachary. As many of you know, Zachary, if you ever had to teach Sunday school to him, there was fear because the kid probably knew the Bible more than you did. And if ever there was a mistake as a teacher that you made, that they would know and the class would know. And it's been encouraging. Alex and I have gone for the last 2 or 3 years, I think, on camping trips and canoeing trips with Zachary. And I would get, I wouldn't say stuck in his canoe for 5 hours of canoeing at a time each way. And just to learn the how smart this guy is incredible. And but Zachary, I just wanted to say it's encouraging to see that you actually take that step as well of your wanting to know more in your faith. And we need people like you who aren't afraid to debate, who aren't afraid to wrestle with the hard questions of the Christian faith, because we're not always going to have the answers, right? But at least we need people who aren't just shy and give the easy answer of, well, I have faith, so that's it. So just encouraging you to keep growing in your faith, and we'll see you at the next summer canoeing for sure.
I don't even know if I can go through this without tearing up. But anyway, it's so fabulous to see you guys. And as one of the many Sunday school teachers that have been with you through all these years, it's so encouraging to see that even if we made a tiny little bit of influence in your lives, it's so wonderful to know that all that time we spend downstairs is worth it. I am so thrilled and so happy for each one of you that you came to this point where you've accepted Lord as your Lord and Savior. Thank you.
Okay, there's probably... Okay.
The day I was baptized, one of the elders spoke to me for probably less than 30 seconds, but it stuck with me for a long time. And he just gave me a simple scripture, the one that Mary gave to the followers of Jesus at the wedding of Cana of Galilee, and it was, "Whatsoever he says to you, you do it." And God will speak to you in a whole wide range of ways. Sometimes a Bible verse, sometimes you'll be singing something and you'll realize that that really isn't true of me. And you'll want to change that so that it is true. Sometimes it might be that you see somebody following Jesus in a way that somehow God taps you on the shoulders and says, "I want you to be like that person." But whatever he says to you, you do it.
Not sure who that was, but we appreciate you sharing that. Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear and to see all these young people getting baptized. In many believers or religious groups around, they think that baptism means salvation. It doesn't mean that. You can be saved and refuse to baptize. Nobody's going to force you to do that. But I've heard all of you. The reason why you want to be baptized is because you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and you want to follow him as his disciples. And more so, he himself commanded that that should be done. And he himself did that too, to give an example. So I'm very happy that all you young men and women have done this morning. And another thing, there was somebody who was baptized in the Bible. I think it's Acts 8 or something like that. And the scripture says, after he was baptized, he went away rejoicing. Why do you rejoice after you're baptized? Because you know you have obeyed the Lord Jesus and you have the joy of following him and serving him. And I think the greatest of it all is because the joy of the Lord will be your strength all your life. And when people see you always happy, you won't tell them, "I am happy because I'm baptized." You will tell them, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." God bless you all.
So just for those who don't know, David is a friend of our family and especially knows Taylor, Ann, and Mackenzie.
When Marge and I were looking for something for all five of you, we came across this article about diamonds, and you're all diamonds. Genuine diamonds are known for both their beauty and their strength. Though they begin as common carbon, Zachary would know that, constant pressure over an extended period of time creates something of rare value. The same is true for strength of character, which is just as rare and even more valuable. True character exhibits integrity through consistent moral excellence. Diamond has no choice on how it responds to pressure. You do. Choosing to focus on the hope that produces joy during hard times develops a character that's more like Jesus. So we'll leave you with a verse from Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. We have joy with our troubles because we know that these troubles produce patience, and patience produces character, and character produces hope.
Okay, one, if there's another person, one last who's become inspired, we have time for that. Yeah.
With all the good advice that's going around here, I was sorely tempted to follow the sage Will Rogers, who said, never miss an opportunity to keep your mouth shut. However, I wouldn't want Zachary to get the idea that I'm going to limit my advice to him to what I have to say at this moment. If I had one word to say to you, Zachary, it would be keep eternity in your heart. With all that goes around in this world of today, we need to keep our focus just there where the Lord Jesus lives.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, we're squeezing one more.
A couple years ago, is this working? Okay. A couple years ago, we invited Robert and Beth and Jason up to Elam Lodge for a banquet one Saturday. And they loved Elam so much that we took them boat riding and everything. He loved Elam so much that they stayed over for the whole weekend. And then a couple of years later, we invited them back up again on the Saturday, and we let Jason use the canoe, and he went out canoeing, and he had a real good time. And we seen the Lord working in his life, and it's encouraging me to see Jason take the step of baptism. And the Lord bless you, Jason, and the Lord be with you. Bless you.
Okay. Well, thank you to everyone who added to our service by sharing something. And let me grab this. I think my only responsibility now is to bless all of us, to give you a word of blessing at the end here. So can I invite you to stand? Well, this has been an encouraging morning for me, and I'm sure for you as well, to watch people take a step of commitment and obedience to Christ. And our prayer for you as a church is that as you go through the regular routines of your life, at work, at home, in your apartment building, on your street, that you would be aware of the Lord Jesus with you in those circumstances. And that you would know his strength and his conviction to follow him for the glory of Jesus in all things. And so we bless you for that purpose in the week ahead. God bless you, and go in peace.